Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try and answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. My name is Marcus. That's Sarah over there.
It certainly is.
And that guy loitering is Chris.
Hi, everyone.
Now, we all have things that we hate and stuff that annoys us. For decades, the BBC had a show entitled Room 101 where celebs would go on and try and persuade the host to put some of their hates and annoyances into oblivion in Room 101. Today, we're answering this question, what would you put in Room 101? This question was actually put to us by Nicholas in Argentina, I should say. Yeah. Oh, by the way, and the name Room 101 comes from George Orwell's novel 1984, in which a torture room containing the worst thing in the world was called Room 101. And that was apparently named after a meeting room in Broadcast House where Orwell would supposedly sit through boring meetings. Yeah, so there's the premise, everybody, if you're unfamiliar with Room 101. Sarah, get us off to a good start. What would you stuff into Room 101?
I'm starting with a slightly topical one, hopefully not topical for too much longer, but people who wear their face masks under their nose. Honestly, it drives me round the twist. There is no point in wearing the face mask and it looks so silly. And I just think, like, what are you doing? What, like, you're endangering other people. You look ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You're like... You're enduring half of the sort of discomfort without any of the benefits. Why are you doing it? I'm sorry, consign them to the room.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
But mind you, though, would you rather that people would wear the mask covering the mouth, not nose, than no mask at all?
I mean,
at least
I
those
guess
people
maybe...
are on nodding terms with the pandemic and a mask.
In a way, I'd rather someone was just out and out, just like,
yeah.
I just don't think there's any point wearing it, as opposed to being like, I'll just pop it on half the face, just to sort of pay lip service. And,
oh. Yeah, but what
I feel like, I feel like I've accidentally been that person, though. Like, sometimes, you know, you're going in and out of shops and you just pull it down for a bit of a breather or whatever. And then I go back in the shop and forget, and then I'm like... Halfway through, I'm like, oh, I'm one of those people now.
No, but all right, but that is completely.
And you've judged
off,
me already.
And it's very clear. No, but it's clear you've forgotten to pull it back up when it's down under your mouth. It's you know, it's under your chin.
But is that
and being British? Being British, I'll go around apologising to everyone in the store. Like, I'm so sorry.
Good,
but
good.
But Sarah, so what you're saying is, I understand that if you're going to wear a mask and cover. But it is about, you know, a lot of this stuff is about the air particles that we're breathing out. So if you covered your mouth. There is a degree of protection, which is presumably what you're annoyed about here. Whereas you're saying you're rather hot or cold. You don't want someone lukewarm, which does kind of undermine your point a bit, I have to say.
Part of it, if I'm 100% honest, is also that it looks so stupid.
Oh, I see.
Yes, there's the safety element, but also you just look ridiculous with your little nose poking out of the top. And like, I don't know if you guys have seen, there's like a meme and like people have, you know, copied it onto signs and stuff of this is what you look like when you wear your mask under your nose. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of someone with their penis hanging out of their pants and the rest covered.
Yeah.
That's what, and you know what? Now that's just fixed in my mind.
Yeah.
And everyone who listens.
I have seen those memes. I mean,
they're all
not a perfect analogy, but I take the point though. But it's all style over substance with you, isn't it? You don't want partial protection. You just don't want people to be eyesores when you're.
You got it.
Fair enough, Sarah. It's Room 101. You know, I suppose one can toss rationale to the side for a moment or two.
Thank you.
And that's the name of the game.
That.
Chris.
If they had halitosis, then it would be good, Sarah, because at least their breath isn't going to reek.
I'm sorry, Chris, you're not going to redeem this one for
me. I think we need to move on from the masks. Christopher, what do you want?
I would like to put pushy salesman in Room 101.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, it does my head in. Like, it's the whole...
Chris, just salesman or salespeople.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I was going to say that. And I actually really like the Argos model of shopping, which for those who don't live in the UK, you go into a shop, there's no one there, there's a catalogue, you select what you want, you go to the till and you buy it. And I really like that. I don't want people coming up to me trying to be my friend. I don't want to be your friend. I just want to buy this item. And if I need your help or advice, I will get your help or advice. I don't want interest-free credit for a while. I don't want a time-limited offer. I don't care how many people are looking at this right now. I'll buy it if I want to buy it. And I think the worst is the ghosting afterwards, is that they're your best friend. They're calling you all the time. And then when you want to call them back because there's a problem with what you bought, you can't get a hold of them.
Where do you shop? This doesn't really happen to me. I mean, maybe I have the air of someone who...
Estate agents are the worst.
Well, how often do you...
Estate agents...
But you don't...
Well,
often...
I'm talking from history, Marcus. Well, okay, this is a collective anger that is spilling out. Fair. You know when you go to rent somewhere and they're your best friend and as soon as you get the keys and you get there and there's mold or there's a leak or whatever, no one picks it up and no one does anything. There's just like this big sell at the start. Oh, there's 10 other people looking at this flat, mate. I said, oh, I should do it then. I just, yeah, say a pushy salesman and I just don't want to be your friend.
Yeah, I would... I think there's something way worse than that. It's in the same bracket. It's people phoning you up trying to sell PPR insurance.
Oh, yeah.
See, I think that takes it to a different level because they assume... See, at least with those people, I get that if they're on the commission, you know, buying and selling does make the world go round. And spoken like a true capitalist, but you know what I mean. but you know, someone provides a service. If you want a house, you have to go through someone. Blah blah blah. I agree that if people are a bit pushy, I don't tend to come across these people. But then I suppose I have the aura of someone who they think, oh, there's a man who knows what he knows and won't change his mind.
Don't mess with me. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Let's get out of his formidable path. But
he's saying I just come across as a massive pushover.
No, I don't think that at all. But I think people want to be your friend genuinely, Chris. I think that's what it is. I wanted to be your friend. You fortunately let me have that honour, and so I sympathise with these pushy salespeople. But
I know what you mean. The cold calls are the worst.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Because when they phone you up and they go, "Oh, so you were involved in an accident," you know, or something like that. To which I once said to one of them, "Yes, I died." And and they were sort of slightly confused and then carried on with their script, you know. So, I mean, if you do work in that profession, again, I understand that we have unemployed people. I understand that people need to make a living, blah, 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 blah. I sort of get all that. But whoever's really driving this, whoever sort of set this up, that's kind of like, you bastards. You know, you because you prey on people who maybe are not the sharpest tool in the box, or people who maybe have had an... They're playing the percentages. In fact, it's not even about the intelligence, this. It's about people just being a bit vulnerable, actually.
Yeah.
And without getting on, you know, all sort of too holier than thou about it. But they really are awful. Again, not the people that are doing it, because again, it's never at the bottom of the tree, it's always at the top of the tree. But the whole thing of trying to sell people, trying to convince people that they've been in an accident, trying to prey on as I say, the vulnerable, it's just awful business.
Yeah, and I think that's where, like, and like you said, I appreciate there's the need to sell stuff, so that's where I think I put the word pushy sales people in there as well. Jolly nice ones and ones who do a very good job, but it's those
they
that want
to buy a good thing.
It's the ones that want to use emotional manipulation. No, get out of it. I just want to buy a sausage roll from Greg's. I don't need any of that chat.
Again, what? That is just.
I love a Greg's.
Have you tried the vegan sausage roll? That's the only.
I did, when it came out.
It was good.
Not as good as a sausage roll, though.
Well, you know, at least they're trying to live in the modern age. Bless them.
Speaking of unsolicited things, I've got another one I'd like to send to the room, if I may. Unsolicited advice on acne.
Very specific.
It's quite niche.
It is, but trust me, a lot of people who've had acne will feel this. I guarantee you. Because there's something about acne. Now, like, obviously, unsolicited advice on anything, personal healthcare, all that kind of stuff is annoying. But acne seems to sit in this specific kind of area where everyone thinks they're an expert, and it's not quite, you know, like something a bit more serious, people are more careful. But acne still has quite an effect on your life. But people come up with some ridiculous suggestions.
Go on then. Tell us.
You know, you need to drink 5 liters of water a day. No, I don't, I'll die. You need to give up dairy. No, I don't. You need to just wash your face more. Oh, do I? I never wash my face. Oh, thanks for that brilliant piece of advice.
To be fair, everyone should drink 2 to 4 liters of water a day. That is quite standard.
fine.
Yeah, but...
But, you know, it's just like, people just come... And it's the way people love to act as if they're a dermatologist. Mm. You know, have you tried the Clean and Clear? Or like one of the, you know, the big brands. Oh, yeah, you think I might have tried a couple of things for it. It's just the way people... Everyone's an expert on acne.
Yeah, that is odd.
When it's like, oh, yeah, I had a couple of spots. And it's like, just don't. That is, just don't do it.
Yeah, that is odd. I mean, people who... Whenever you get a subject where everyone's an expert on, and I wouldn't have... I mean, I've never had acne. I don't know about that. So I take your word for it. But I think there is something when everyone has a bleeding opinion on something.
Mm.
Especially when it's something, as you say, which is quite... it can be quite... I don't know, sort of personal, sensitive, whatever it may be.
Mm, yeah.
You know, I would like to put democracy. No, I would like to put mustard into room 101. I hate the stuff. It's an awful.
Is that because we had a previous show on picky eating, Marcus, and you did give us quite a...
I'm not going to hang around on it. I want mustard and mayonnaise to go in
but
there.
But mustard is the big one.
Yeah, mustard.
You're going to repeat this every show until people...
until it gets banned.
Until people who listen to this podcast take action on my behalf. But I would like to put noisy neighbours into room 101.
Ooh,
What, Manchester City?
Yeah. I would... I think... I understand that there is natural noise, people sort of chatting or... people with children, that kind of thing. It's when people have a blatant disregard of others, especially living in a city. People live in blocks of flats. Everyone, you know, no one is in detached houses in London unless they are billionaires, okay? And even then, you have to be a multi-billionaire. And so you just have to be on nodding terms with that. And when you get people who play music really loudly and all... And you knock and you just say, do you realise? And they are oblivious. I just, honestly, I just think, how have you been brought up? Honestly question the integrity and the moral fibre. Well, not necessarily a moral fibre. I suppose it's the integrity of a person.
Because it's selfish. It is selfish. This idea that I can play my music or do whatever I want as loudly as I like. And I don't care what other people think.
Yeah.
I don't care if it affects them. So I had a real problem neighbor upstairs a few years ago. They would throw these massive parties, and it was a, you know, Victorian terrace house. You know, soundproofing wasn't the best. And we got to know them. And at one point, because, you know, they were the floor above us, they invited us in. We had a look, you know, look around the flat. They looked around our flat. Oh, yeah, isn't it nice? And I actually said to them, look, by the way, your living room is right above our bedrooms. Mm. And they said, oh, is it? So, yeah, we can hear you walking around and we can hear your music and we can hear everything. And they sort of, you know, oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you like it? Okay. Do you?
And
do you want me to turn it up?
I thought they might shut up after that. No.
No.
Nice passive-aggressive way of dealing with this.
yeah, absolutely. Well,
my favourite way of dealing with things.
But would you be annoyed if they said to you beforehand, hey, like, it might be a bit noisy tonight?
No, that's fine. If they said, look, right, and we'll make sure by sort of 1 a.m. or whatever, we'll turn it down after that, you know, and let us know if it is too noisy. Like, fine, you know, we're all living our lives.
Yeah,
you know, like, there's nothing wrong with having a party, but it's just like, we've all got, especially in a big city, we've all got to live together, haven't we?
It's being inconsiderate, isn't it, and not... So like our neighbours, there's a house full of them. I think they're like four single people, and they're lovely. They had a party 2 weeks ago, and they just said in advance. He said to me twice, like, if it gets a bit loud, please come round and just let me know. You've got my number, haven't you? Because they know that we've got a baby.
Fine.
And I was just like, mate, thanks for letting me know. And look, to be honest, we did hear them, but. You know, my son couldn't hear it because he has a white noise machine on. And my wife and I, we just said, well, do you know what, let's put the earplugs in. But it was the fact, and I was just like, do you know what, we've all been to parties, let's face it. We've all made a bit too much noise. But the fact that it was so considerate to mention it, I was like, doesn't bother me. But as you said, if there'd been no mention of it, it would have really, really bothered me.
I think that's absolutely, and therefore you let him go. It was funny, actually, we had some building work done fairly recently and I went down. And it was all sort of 9 to 3, 9 to 4. during the day, and I went downstairs to the neighbour, and I said to him, by the way, we're, you know, just might be a bit of drilling and a bit of banging and all that, so do bear with us. And they've had building work done, and he was absolutely fine. I said, look, here's my number, you know, if it gets a bit busy. And he went, yeah, no, if it gets a bit too noisy, I'll give you a shout. And I thought to myself, well, no, you won't. Do the dance. I've told you it's going to be a bit noisy, okay? Yeah, here's my number. Yeah, fine. That's it. That's the end of this now, okay? We're not going to take the piss.
Don't actually.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're not going to.
Also, because what are you supposed to do? Stop the building work?
Exactly. All right. Well, we've only got half a kitchen then. Do you know what I mean?
We'll call it a day there, shall we? Exactly.
You're true. The response is to be like, oh, no, don't worry. Turn it up. I like noise.
Yeah.
Who likes sleep anyway? It's overrated.
Exactly. Yeah. Chris, what would you like? Any other pet hates?
Nigel Farage.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, obvious. Tick.
The man gets so much press. He's obviously a brilliant PR machine. Never been an elected MP, apart from an MEP. I get it. Like, he's weirdly watchable.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you kind of bit drawn in a bit.
We should say to anybody outside the UK, this is a chap who used to lead the UK Independence Party. He was a member of the European Parliament, never been voted in as a member of the British Parliament, but he sort of flits around. He cozied up to Trump for a bit.
Yes.
It's hard to pin him down, but I think you get the picture.
Mm.
I feel like he's quite needy, and that's what really bothers me. He's very, very needy. Yeah, and he keeps on setting up, you know, these various parties just to be, that don't get elected, and then closes them down and sets up. And I was trying to think, what does he remind me of? And he reminds me of a toad in a tweed drinking ale trying to be a human being. So I find his policies abhorrent, personally. And so I would love to stick Nigel Farage in room 101,
mm-hmm.
potentially the way it was originally intended to be.
Yeah, I think that he would, but I think he would just like it that he's got a mention.
Yeah, he would do, and
yeah,
he probably.
See, you're feeding him.
You feed it. You've got into it, you know. And now some people who didn't know who he was now know who he is. Chris, you've fallen for it.
You've fallen into his trap.
I mean, the guy is weirdly. He must be very intelligent. The fact that
he's a charismatic speaker.
I heard a comedian talking about him a couple of weeks ago, and they said that. So you meet him and you find him really charismatic, very likable in person. Until he gets on about politics. Like, as a human being, he sounds decent. But, okay, so the politician Nigel Farage, I'd like to put in room 101.
Yeah. And we can chuck in Piers Morgan as well while we're at it. Sarah, any more from you?
Two for one.
Yeah.
I've got a really small one, but I feel like this might speak to some people.
Go on.
Bear with. So, you know when you've got a pencil with a rubber on the end?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you've used the rubber a lot, and it's rubbed down to the metal bit. And then you try to rub something out and the metal bit scrapes on the paper. Mm. It, even just thinking about it as I'm talking, it's like my teeth are on edge. And I just honestly feel like if that was a thing that was removed from the world, that my personal well-being and the personal well-being of so many other people would just be greatly improved.
Is it the metal
bit? Do you work
bit?
In a primary school?
Is it the
like literally memories of it.
Is it the metal bit though? Is it the fact, or is it the fact that there's a waste of rubber?
No, it's the way, it's the feeling of the metal bit scraping along the paper.
Oh, I see. So
it's like nails on a chalkboard, not as bad. This is my true...
This is a specific thing.
So how would you counteract that then? Because as you say this, I think to myself, yeah, you never get to the end, so it is a bit of a waste of rubber. I don't know how I would go about fixing it though.
I would just ban those pencils.
Right.
Just you've got to just have a rubber with you.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be drawing in pencil.
Yeah. As we're explaining things to people who might not be from the UK, if there are any Americans, a rubber is an eraser. But you've probably worked that out by
now.
Oh yes.
Nothing weird.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's not a Johnny as we would call it here. Chris, what about you,
Marcus? You got any more
people who eat with their mouths open?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
How do you? I just.
It's annoying.
The sound is a bit rubbish. It's more, again, it's more the fact that someone is unaware. I think that's what it is. I want people to be a bit more self-aware. And if you're doing that, it's kind of like, how are you an adult if you've got to that stage in life and you think that's acceptable or you haven't realised? No one else is doing it. I think that's what it is. It's not... You know what? In of itself, I don't actually hate it, because if a child does it, again, it's not the sound. I think it's a bit poor if a child does it personally. But they're, you know, depending on how young they are, it's more the fact of how do you think that's acceptable? And I think that's what it goes back to, the playing of the music, because, you know, music in of itself is, of course, it's not offensive. Well, it depends what type of music, but generally speaking, you know, it is more that it's that inconsideration, I think, or that lack of self-awareness.
It's how can you not think of the effect this has on other people?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, because if you were doing it, I guess, like, yeah, if you were in your own home by yourself chewing with your mouth open, it doesn't affect anyone, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I see what you mean. Like, if you're out in a cafe or something and someone's doing it, it would make you be like, what's wrong with
you? Exactly, exactly.
It feels like a harder thing to do now that I'm so conditioned to chew with my mouth closed. I feel like it would be a massive effort to do it the other way.
Absolutely.
And it's like, you could save energy as well as Marcus's sanity if you just shut your mouth. Ferme la bouche, as the French say.
Shut your mouth. Sarah, you reached out to our listeners, didn't you, to ask them?
I certainly did.
Did anyone mention the Welsh language?
Oh, that's naughty.
That's a low low.
I just wondered if they thought it was a dead language and that they want to put it in there. But that's not what I think.
Well, okay. Well backed out of that one. Well backed out of that one. Okay, right. I'll run through a few. Firstly, we had Damien Cunningham.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cunny.
He says 99s, as in the ice cream, which to those, the uninitiated, is a sort of a...
Mr. Whippy.
Soft serve ice cream with a chocolate flake in it. They can go overrated, messy and poor tasting, leaves a film in your mouth. No amount of flakes and coloured syrup can redeem them. Piss poor.
Damien, you're an idiot. I understand that they might be...
We love you, thank you for listening, but also...
I understand that they might be overpriced. But at 99, there's always time for a 99.
It's an institution. It's iconic for summertime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, like, they're not, unless you're, you know, you're being ripped off like a mug, like, they're quite cheap.
Yeah. Sorry, Damien. We all disagree with
Damien.
You.
Sorry, Damien. No. Thanks. Try again next time. Okay, we're going in a different direction. Lee Jelly says filters, as in the filters you have on images online. Mm. It says they're ruining young girls' perception of beauty and what is and isn't acceptable. I would actually expand that and say I think it's affecting a lot of people, you know, men and women and all sorts. I think I kind of agree. I don't think I would consign them to oblivion, but I don't love them.
Yeah, I'm not going to come back with a strong opinion opposing this like I did with Damien Cunningham.
I'd like to know who the all sorts are, Sarah. So you said men and women, and then all sorts, like animals are also affected.
And children, and
buildings.
Lee said young girls, and I think it's actually probably most people would be affected by them.
Old people.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Let's not leave
them
out.
Okay, then we have got Edgel Sledge, as he's known online. Chris, this is going to appeal to you.
Go on.
The political right.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I think we're edging a little bit.
Yeah, how far right? That's the problem, isn't it? I don't think all the right. I don't think you can put it in there, because then there will end up being a right side of the left, so then that becomes the right as well. So like, you can never get rid of it.
Also, as well, if you want to take such a huge swathe, I understand if you want to take anything extreme or the like, but if you were to take a huge swathe of politics, whether you like it or not, and I obviously have my personal opinions, and you were to get rid of that, it is a step towards totalitarianism. If you see what I mean.
I think we have got to be a bit careful with that one.
Yeah.
My own lovely
thanks
partner,
for writing in though.
Responded. He had two. Number one, moths.
Yeah, good. All agreed.
And I've got to say, I'd like to add to that one as well, mosquitoes, because right now, we are getting bitten to death by mosquitoes in this warm weather.
Can I add in butterflies?
I know, you know, they've got to be in the food chain.
No, you can't put...
Oh, butterflies?
No, they look nice.
Well, that's a bit extreme.
I don't like them. I remember going to London Zoo, and I didn't realise I had, like, a mild phobia of moths and butterflies till I went in So there's like a, I guess it's like a polytunnel with them all in there. And I froze a bit. I was just like, I was worried they were going to buzz in my ears and eyes. Like, it was nothing like too serious, but I definitely remember thinking, ah, oh, I'm not a fan of moths and butterflies anymore.
All right. So we don't have to consign them to oblivion.
No,
then,
butterflies look nice. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So you can step
out the looks for you too.
Their good
it?
Looks exactly. have saved them.
Yes. Yeah.
He also mentioned when you have a hole in the end of your sock and your toe goes through it and is constricted. I'm inclined to agree on
that. Okay, but what the answer to that is, you have a pair of socks, and when they get too old and holey, you then just throw them away.
Yeah, but what about like when you're like, you know, you're out in the middle of the day, oh no, my toe's gone through my socks. And I'm one of those weirdos who's got my second toe is longer than my big toe, so it happens quite a lot.
Oh, then you need to buy specialist socks.
Then I need to have cosmetic surgery on my feet.
You need to wear rubber gloves on your feet.
Oh yeah, can we put those, I hate those trainers that look like gloves.
Oh yeah,
they can go in room 101
with the separate little fingers for
they're
your
toes. So creepy.
They
are, but you see it in the gym and you're like, oh,
they are a bit, but I find them quite funny as well. I'd like to see,
they can stay for the entertainment value.
I'd love to see someone trying to peel a banana with their feet while wearing
that
would be amazing. Weird. Yeah, that would be fun.
Because they are grippy, aren't they?
They're very grippy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Stripey Ben, as he's known. I like this one. Films that have music louder than the dialogue, e.g. Tenet.
Yeah.
It completely takes away from the story. Yeah. Apparently, this is a thing that has been... Like, it's been getting worse and worse over the years.
I've not really noticed it, but
mumbly dialogue.
But I don't doubt Stripey Ben. And if that is the case, yes, that would be incredibly irritating. I've not seen Tenet, so yeah, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually stopped about half an hour in because I just couldn't really get it. I couldn't, I couldn't hear it.
I know that film did have mixed reviews.
And
I tried
to put the subtitles on, but it just didn't work. So there's no point. Like, I would have carried on because I think you can pick up a little bit with the subtitles. But
yeah. Did it just have the song lyrics on the subtitles? It just overrided it in the subtitles. This is weird.
Damn it.
All right, we've got two more.
Go on then.
Good old Paul Staveley says, people who litter.
Yeah, agree.
I agree with that because that comes into the inconsiderate stuff, doesn't it? Just, I don't know in what world you were ever told it was okay to do that.
It's a good argument. I mentioned totalitarianism earlier. It's a good argument for totalitarianism because you think to yourself, if someone litters, they should probably be put in prison. Do you know what I mean? If you actually see someone littering, it's such a horrible thing to see. Someone just chucking a bottle or a crisp packet or something.
Yeah.
And I do think to myself, yeah, I think that should be a prison sentence.
And it's also, it's like, you know when you can see someone's done it and it's not been an accident? You know, we've all accidentally, you know, receipts fallen out your pocket or something. Mm. But like, I mean, like the village where I grew up, sometimes you would find, if you went, you know, for a walk along the lanes, people would chuck their whole bag of, you know, the rubbish from their McDonald's out the window into the hedge and stuff. And it's just, you've actually made an effort to do that.
Yeah. Out of the car is the worst. When, as you said, if they wind the window down, throw it out of a car, you're like... That's beyond late. You're putting effort into throwing that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not just dropping it out of laziness.
It almost feels malicious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then finally, last one. Owen Mayers says, sweet corn with a roast. I don't know how these gremlins were raised, but God, it should be banned. Awful.
Specifically with a roast, as he's not putting sweet corn in general in.
He hasn't said how he feels about sweet corn in general. Corn on the cob, apparently, no views, but putting it with a roast.
Yeah, with a roast dinner.
In my head, it was a corn on the cob. I put sweet corn with a roast dinner. Mm. It's an easy frozen food to boil.
Looks like we just lost a listener, Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
no, let's get him back. Yeah. I think that's madness as well.
Really?
I thought, in my head, it was corn on the cob. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a bit weird. But
yeah. Well, I mean,
wow.
What a note to finish on, everybody. What a note to finish on. Keep your corn away from your Sunday roast dinners, for crying out loud, if you want Owen to come round and have dinner with you. That would be my suggestion anyway. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers. It's been a pleasure. If you want to contribute to the show like those fine people just have, then do find us on social media at AQQAPod on Twitter and Insta. It's a lovely old time. Until next week, though, thank you very much, Sarah.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everybody. See you next week.